So my name is Courtney Shackelford, and I work at Southwestern College in admissions, for those of you that don't know. And I am here with Ben Miller. They can't see you wave. He's here, I promise.
Hello.
And we're going to talk about his experience at Southwestern, and he was recently in a super cool class, which we'll get to in a moment. But a little bit about Ben is he's an artist and a Southwestern College student and is originally from Wisconsin. And he's really interested in art's capacity to affect consciousness. And really, that seems like that's how you ended up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your art is super interesting and very visceral. You know, so I am going to include a link in the text under this if you guys want to look at some of his art. It's super cool. So he's really interested in exploring different tools for transformation involving the body, experimental creativity, group processes, tarot, and more. And I know tarot is pretty big for you in your art and your process.
Yeah, I love what the images kind of provoke in people, or awesome. Evoke.
And that's kind of how you started out, is that right?
Yeah, I picked up a tarot deck like 9 years ago and didn't really know what to do with it, except I knew people used it to predict the future. I tried that, it didn't work for me.
Oh.
It didn't feel right, and it was really, it wasn't a good approach for me. And when I told people what I saw, it didn't really seem to resonate. So I just asked people what they saw in the cards. And the more I did that, I noticed, oh, that works if I just ask the other person to draw cards and say what they see and then kind of listen and kind of just ask them.
So it sounded like they were giving you the information and you were just teasing that out.
Yeah, and I like to see patterns in people and in myself. So it just became like they look at the images of the cards and they say what they see, and then a story comes out automatically.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's story has patterns that kind of pertain to them.
Really. And have you, I'm just curious about how having that history and that experience has influenced or maybe not influenced, like however you are showing up as a student here, because I know we'll do different processes, and Ben was actually in a class with me last quarter, and I'm just curious about you know Ben as student, what's he like, what's he doing?
As a student, there's I'm absorbing so much. It's whenever someone asks me how school is, it takes a moment to find a morsel to call out of everything. I think the thing that comes to mind now is just in many of our classes, we get to do experiential role plays where someone will play a client, someone will play a therapist, someone plays witness.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I love all the concepts and things we're learning and reading, those role plays are what have been the most impactful for me, and just getting to really sink into the therapeutic process with people who are open to it.
Right.
And just seeing what comes, whether in whatever role I am.
Right. Well, and that honestly, it sounds like a really natural extension for you from what you were doing, in your origin story, if you will.
Yeah.
So it seems like that's translated really well into, eventually therapy work.
Yeah, the tarot is what made me interested in doing therapy, because after 9 years, I want to do more of this, and this is what I hear people, similar to how I hear people describe therapy, and I want to make this more of my life and be able to do it on a regular basis.
Right.
To go deeper.
And you're in the art therapy and counseling program, and so tarot is also working with images and stuff.
Yeah. When I was visiting the school last February, a year ago, and you gave me a tour, I was planning to only do counseling, mm-hmm. not art therapy.
I remember.
I talked to you and Deb, another teacher here, and I think I've always been interested in how, like, art impacts, or the art that I like is art that impacts me, like, on mm-hmm. a deep level, like,
right,
body, mind, heart, soul, everything. And just hearing you and Deb and others describe art therapy, it was the same thing. I just never in my mind called it art therapy.
Right.
And now that I then decided, like, the next day to do both.
I know, we had to change your application. Yes. Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I thought that, like, some people, it's so interesting, because there are some people that come in as, you know, they're kind of not sure, and they don't see themselves practicing as an art therapist, and they do have an extensive art background. But, you know, in their heart of hearts, like, they're a counselor, they want to do talk therapy, that's how they see themselves practicing. And then there are some of us, like myself, you know, it's, I have an artist identity and also this therapist identity, but that identity also includes art. And I know that you're not in the part of the program yet where you're seeing clients, but, I mean, have you seen that part of yourself developing and figuring out what goes where, or are they the same? You know, what is that like for you?
By the parts, you mean, like, the traditional counseling and the art therapy, or?
Maybe in the sense of when you aim to practice with someone else as, like, a client, you know, that art therapist self, is that person or that part of your identity different than been as artist?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it's different, but that art mm-hmm. therapist person, I imagine, in the future is informed by my art, because
mm-hmm.
I know, like, just watching how the images that come out of me
mm-hmm.
spontaneously
mm-hmm.
will, like, speak to me
mm-hmm.
from parts of myself that I'm not aware of, the unconscious or the soul, whatever you want to call it. And that process is just, I love it. And I know experiencing that with myself will inform, like, how I share that with other people, hopefully.
Good answer. All right. I want to change gears just a little bit. I originally asked Ben on this because I saw him coming out of a class that I kind of wanted to be in myself. But, you know, there's only so much time. But we do have, you know, a variety of certificate programs. And one of those is the Applied Interpersonal Neurobiology program. And Ben was coming out of a class, and that one was called Cultivating New Neural Pathways for Personal and Social Change Through Psychodrama. So that's quite a mouthful. But I guess just start out for our listeners, what is psychodrama?
Well, it's still new to me,
mm-hmm.
but... So I'll tell you what I've seen mm-hmm. of it so far. It seems like it's a method of group therapy.
Mm-hmm.
You do it in a group with a facilitator.
Mm-hmm.
And when the group begins a psychodrama process, someone is chosen to be what they call the protagonist, which is just like the main character in a story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they'll choose or be asked to choose some sort of narrative that they want to create. Some examples of what that narrative could be would be one student in the workshop brought in a small print of art.
Mm-hmm.
She recreated that scene. It could also be you choose a family event. Could be a...
This is so, so cool. So, and I know that in our email exchange, you know that I have, like, a particular interest in narrative therapy, just, you know, my own free time when I read these books. But when you say story and protagonist, that's so interesting to me. I've never really done anything with psychodrama, so I was just so interested in what your perspective and I don't know. Did you do it? I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're at Southwestern. You always do whatever we talk about.
Yeah. It was very experiential.
Uh-huh.
We did a few psychodramas,
mm-hmm.
one big one,
mm-hmm.
but it kind of relates to the little I know of narrative therapy mm-hmm. and also tarot, because in both yeah. of those processes, you kind of call out the inner narrative mm-hmm. of the client or the human being. and then you get to look at it and maybe interact mm-hmm. with it and come to more awareness of it. But in psychodrama, it's like you have other living human beings enacting your story and right. you get to like physically enter it and interact. So the protagonist picks up different people from the group to be the characters or even the objects in their narrative they're creating. And whatever they choose seems to have people choose something that yeah. is very resonant.
How powerful. That is so cool. Yeah. I feel like that would be really cool to do with family work. That's immediately where my mind went. Do you see yourself using this in like a practice?
I'd love to. Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't thinking about it too much before mm-hmm. the workshop. I just had mm-hmm. an interest. And after that weekend course, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is, I want to do this as soon as I can.
Well, what you sent me just about yourself, you know, you're interested in using the body, you know, group processes, you know, that type of thing. It seems to really fit with where you want to take your professional career, maybe your personal life. I don't know. So
all of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you dragged any friends in and like made them act out things for you yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
I did do, it kind of, I wanted to take a psychodramatic approach to tarot, mm-hmm. and I did cool. tarot with a friend after the weekend course where we, part of psychodrama is, or one part of the process is role reversal, where like, if I'm the protagonist, I'm saying my story and say, I've chosen you to be my mother.
Okay.
this is what's coming to mind. Mm-hmm. Then the facilitator of the group might ask me to like, oh, hey, you've chosen Courtney to be your mother. Now, before she steps in to be your mother, can you like put yourself in the position you want Courtney to be in and show us what your mother looks like how her body posture is, her expression. And then you would step in.
Oh my gosh. that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like, oh, I want to work with like children and doing that. I feel like, you know, I've done like some improv stuff with kids before.
It's improv. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. Cause I just think that's so neat, but there's so many different ways you can take these classes too and figure out what works for you, you know?
Yeah.
So, and was this your first certificate class?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's a great way to start then.
Yeah, I was like diving into the deep end right away.
Right. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you, Ben. I guess before we leave, do you have any other, you know, words of wisdom or musings or any of that you want to say?
I guess as far as my time here at Southwestern, mm-hmm. which has only been 4 months so far, mm-hmm. it's been, I wanted an experiential process or education, mm-hmm. and it's been, I think the slogan of the school is transforming consciousness through education.
You got it.
And before I came here and saw that on the website, I thought, oh, it's a nice slogan, but it's probably just a slogan. But like from the first week, they mean it. It delivers, and it's very literally deeply transformational. And
awesome.
It's very good to be here.
And we're all in process forever, right?
Yeah, forever.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Ben. I really appreciate it, and I'm sure everyone listening got a lot out of that too.
Thanks, Courtney.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.